It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, guests from the community, we've got Greater Texas County Young Professionals, and Russell is in, but Libby has moved to Dallas.
Right, good
she
luck, Libby.
She up and moved on us.
Right.
And I hope she has a great time over there.
She will.
And be very, very successful. I know she will. But Russell brought in Brittany today.
Yes, welcome. Join,
hello, nice to meet you,
morning.
Brittany. It's good to have you in here. Before we get started, I put the cart before the horse on the Facebook.
So we'll do it the other way around.
We'll get it the right way this way. Since you are new, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and all that kind of stuff, so we can get to know you.
All right. Well, my name is Brittany Haynes. I did grow up here in Texarkana. I graduated from Falk High School. I went on to Henderson State, and I graduated there in 2015. Decided to come back to Texarkana, be closer to my family, and start my professional career. Now I'm the marketer for Signature Care Emergency Center. We're located at 2001 Mall Drive by the Sonic. We're a 24/7 emergency room with 10 minutes or less wait time to get you in and get you taken care of.
All right. So, how'd you get started and get involved in Greater Texarkana Young Professionals?
Previously, I worked at the Hilton Garden Inn, and there was a GTYP meeting a couple years ago, and I just decided to, step in and see what that was about, and since then, it's just kind of taken off. Russell invited me to serve on the board, and so since then, I've met a lot of great people on the board, really great working relationships and friendships, a really rewarding group that we're a part of, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah. So. It's a really, really good organization to be involved in. We've had them in here enough to realize what they mean
right.
And what they're doing for the community and for making better, Texas County a better place for the future. And as Russell said, all you have to do is at least be 21. You got to be that.
Right.
You got to be 21. But 21 and up, and they don't have a cap on it. And I know they're called Greater Texas County Young Professionals, and most of them are, a little bit younger than me. But they don't have a cap on it. If you're
right.
young at heart, they're not going to say you can't come in and help us out. No way.
No.
So there is no age cap, but 21 is the starter on it. But, Russell, you got some big things going on tomorrow to help out, and let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to be honored to be working with United Way on their Stuff the Bus program. So we're going to be meeting at Texarkana Resources from 11 to 12 to help out Jennifer and Molly with this program and do whatever they need. So we're to Stuff the Bus. So we're looking for volunteers to come out that want to get hands-on. We're really asking our members to come out and be present and show up. This is our first time getting hands-on this year, just the way everything's worked out.
Right.
So we're really excited about being able to help.
And it's a really important thing, as we talked about on the Facebook. There's a lot of kids going back to school that can use the help, and a lot
yeah.
of parents that can use the help. Times sometimes are tough, and it's hard to fill those supply lists for school and everything, especially if you got more than one child. And this is like a lifesaver for the parents. And exciting for the kids, so hands-on. This is part of what you guys do. Like I said on the Facebook, y'all have the meetings and everything, and y'all get together and hash it all out, but you get hands-on with these events when you have them, and you have fun doing it.
Yes.
So it's a kind of a combo thing. It's like hands-on and have fun. This is not the old meeting where you just sit around and talk, and nothing.
Yeah, there's no action taken.
Yeah. A lot of action's going to happen, but you are going to have a good time. But this is a great thing you're doing tomorrow, stuffing the bus. Then it's hot.
Yeah.
It's extremely hot right now, and I know there are people out there that have to be out in this because of their circumstance in life, and so they're needing help as far as refreshments. Talk about that.
Right, so Jennifer Lacefield, she serves on the board with us as well, and she works at Randy Sam's. So the GTYP is going to match any monetary donations or cases of water, cases of Gatorade. We're accepting those donations to try and help them out because it is hot this week.
Right.
We've had a heat advisory, every day this week. So just like you were saying, we really try to get stuff done instead of just talking about it, helping those people out in the community. So if anybody wants to donate waters, we can donate them to High Tech Signs or to Randy Sam's. And like I said, the GTYP is going to match those donations up to $200. Mm-hmm. So we can help those guys out and get them some water, some Gatorades.
All right. So you can either physically bring water or Gatorade to High Tech Signs or Randy Sam's, or make a financial donation and say you want it to go to that, and you will match it, and they'll take care of it. And that will help out some people that really need it right now.
Absolutely.
Because if we're hot and we get to work inside most of the time, whatever, think about the people that have to, that they endure this, that they, they're in the, I can't even imagine. So thank you so much for that. Y'all hang around. We're going to talk more about events coming up that Greater Texas County Young Professionals are going to be involved in, and more of the best in most countries coming up as we continue on a Friday morning, July 30th, talking about the heat. 80 degrees out there already, about 97 or 8 for your high, and a heat index value of 110 this afternoon. So yeah, be careful. Yeah, we call it the best in most country for a reason at 1039mypigradio.com. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we're going to let our sponsor of the news, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase today in Bowie County, just west of Texarkana. We're going to let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with the Greater Texarkana Young Professionals. Russell, of course, Russell Sparks from High Tech Signs, and we got Brittany here as well. And we talked about big events going on tomorrow and needs for right now, but you got things coming up in the near future that we can talk about as
Yeah, yeah, we've got some exciting stuff in the works, which is great. So our next hands-on event, like I said, we got this weekend, is going to be Stuff the Bus. Then after that, the weekend of the 13th and 14th, we're going to be helping Texarkana Resources, and we're actually going to be doing some painting for them, painting some rooms of their residents.
So you were saying on the Facebook that some of those residents have lived there for like 20-something years.
They've been there a long time.
So they're going to get a, they're going to come back, they're out. They'll be out of the building,
yes.
And then they're going to come back, and you guys are going to have it all painted in a different color for them.
I love this.
It's going to be huge for them.
Yes. It's going to be great. So it's we're excited to do it. We've been trying to do this. Texarkana Resources was actually our first quarter charity that we helped out, and it's not the first quarter anymore.
Well,
this year is like it's gone by really fast. But we've been great. Jennifer's been great working with us out there. So we're excited to be able to actually make this happen.
That is going to be so neat for those residents here. What else is coming up?
And then after that, that following Tuesday, we're going to have our next networking event at Benchmark on the 17th from 5:30 to around 7:30. So this is where our members get together, or anybody that's interested in GTYP can come learn more about the organization. We just get together, network. I'm a firm believer it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially in small town living.
It helps so much.
It helps so much. So we have a very wide variety of members that come to these events, and it's just great to see everybody.
All right. So that gathering is going to be on Tuesday instead of usually I'm on Thursday, but you're having it on Tuesday,
right? Yeah, we're swapping it up to try Tuesday.
All right. And then some things that are coming up later on?
Yeah, I'm going to let Brady talk about Destination Downtown.
So,
coming up in October, we're going to have our Destination Downtown, a little bit of a tease for you guys. We're still working on the details of everything, but it's a great way to go downtown, see what we have down there, and just, you know, really enjoy the city and what we have to offer. Our downtown businesses are, you know, really working hard to get their name out there. You know, we want to help them out and bring them some business and some awareness and, you know, have fun while doing it.
Yeah, that's a good way to have fun. Fun and bring awareness. So
absolutely.
We'll have you back in before that when all the details are finalized on that. But isn't it exciting about all the activity that's going on downtown? I mean, after years of... Unfortunately, I mean, there's been organizations that tried and tried and tried to get it going, and it just wasn't working, and they finally hit on it. But it's exciting to see downtown coming back the way it is and having fun things for people to do. I was really kind of almost shocked the last time that I went downtown in the evening, because I was driving my daughter and a friend of hers around and taking them somewhere, and it part of it meant to go downtown. And I was amazed at how many people were milling around.
Yeah.
They were in the streets. They were having refreshments and
right,
eating
and
food.
Music,
and it was music.
Yeah.
And it was just a kind of a festive atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And there were people everywhere. And I was like, this is exactly what they wanted to do.
Right.
Yes.
That's
and it's just
going to
get better
and
better and better. So it's great what is going on there. Let's see. Yeah, we got time. If somebody out there wants to be involved with Greater Texas County Young Professionals, and we said 21 and up, How do they go about getting a hold of you guys, or where do they get more info at?
Well, there's a few different ways to do it. So probably the best way to follow us and get information is follow us on Facebook, Greater Texas County Young Professionals.
Okay.
We post all of our events there. So we try to post a few things every week. So that's our number one way. Find a member. You can reach out to any of us if you need to do that. And we are also a part of the Texas County Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. So you can go down there, talk to anybody, talk to Amber, talk to Natalie, and they'll get you in touch with one of us.
Right. So it's a lot of different ways. Easy to do, easy to get a hold of them. And Russell's easy to find at High Tech Signs.
Yeah.
If he's not running around working.
Or just walking the doors here at KPIG. They'll let you know.
We'll see. We'll tell you how to do it. And then they can show up when you have one of your get-togethers, too. I mean, you're open. It's like, come on in. We're open. We're welcoming.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all hang around because, did you tell Brittany that you play games when you come here?
Oh, no,
we play games when we come here, Brittany. They're not physical games. It's mental.
It's an obstacle course. We got to get run.
With our brains.
Yeah. Obstacle course brains. Outside. Yeah. All right. More of the best in most countries coming up. We call it the best in most country at 103.9 MyPickRadio.com. And the morning show, John, Anna, and friends. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, since we are your summer fun station, we'll give you a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to go to Magic Springs Water Park and Amusement Park in Hot Springs for free.
Yes.
And don't forget about the Born and Raised Music Festival giveaway.
Right.
Which is going on right now. All you have to do is go buy or Volkswagen 4545 State Line. Got a registration box there. Just fill out the slip and put your name in the box for a chance to win. We're going to give away two pairs of tickets to go to the Born and Raised Music Fest in September. It's a three-day music festival, 17th, 18th, and 19th of September, Pryor, Oklahoma. Over 30 musical artists and groups are going to be there from all kind of genres, including Southern Rock, Texas Country, you name it. Cody Jinks is going to be one of the headliners. Yeah. ZZ Top's supposed to be one of the headliners, but of
course
we know that they lost one of their band members this week, but we'll see. September, they may be there. But it's going to be a great event. So go buy 4545 State Line or Volkswagen and register. You got a week to do it because next Friday at around 11 o'clock in the morning, we're going to go over there, do a Facebook Live, do a couple of radio call-ins, and draw two different winners for pairs of tickets to go to this. All right, we've got Russell and Brittany from Greater Texas County Young Professionals in here, and we're going to play a game real quick. It's called Yes or BS. I'm going to give you a statement, and y'all decide whether it's true fact or whether something is just not right about it.
Okay.
All righty, are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Let's go.
George Washington University is the oldest university in the United States. Is that yes or BS?
That's BS.
Yeah.
He knew that one really fast. It is BS. It's Harvard.
Yeah.
Established around 1639. Well, this is a little biology for you, okay?
Okay.
Eagles, well, they actually mate in the air.
That's true.
Yeah, it is true.
He's fast again on it.
I would never know that.
Yes, they are originators of the Mile High Club. Okay.
Wow.
All right, let's see here. I'm looking for ones we haven't done before because that would be advantageous there to Anna. Oh.
Okay.
Allurophobia. Allurophobia is the fear of having, let's say, adult relations. Allurophobia is the fear of having adult relations.
She says BS. I'm going to go with yeah.
You're going to go with yeah?
Yep.
Russell, what do you say?
I thought it was like the fear of fishing lures or something.
That's a good one. I like that.
It is BS. It's the fear of cats.
Wow.
It's the fear of cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The bride wears black in China.
That's false.
That's false, she says.
Yeah, rather,
I'm going to go with BS on that.
You're going to go in? Okay. Yeah. What color does she wear then?
Is it red?
It is red. She wears red in China as far as that is concerned. Hey, the placement of a donkey's eyes in its head enables it to see all 4 feet at all times.
True.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, that is exactly true.
Yes, all these random facts that you'll know at the end of the day and you can't use.
The average number of sesame seeds on the top of a Big Mac is 178. Is that yes or BS?
That's very specific. I would say yes.
Very good. It was specific, and it is true, 178. And we'll do a couple of more here.
It wouldn't look like it. You know, if
Ice skater Dorothy Hamill, back in the day, was the first woman to appear on a Wheaties cereal box. Is that yes or BS? Ice skater Dorothy Hamill, the first woman to appear on a Wheaties cereal box.
No. BS.
BS, he says. And y'all go?
I'll say yes.
Okay. What do you say, Anna?
I don't think it is.
Well, actually, Russell is right. It was... No. Yeah, he's right. Yeah. It was gymnast Mary Lou Retton.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Lou Retton was the first, not Dorothy Hamill. And finally, the last one. V8 vegetables and V8 juice are tomato, carrot, celery, beet, parsley, lettuce, watercress, and spinach. Is that yes or
no.
BS?
No.
She says no.
I'm going to go with no.
We'll you say no.
We'll go with no.
It's yes.
Oh. He didn't say carrot. Are there carrots?
He did say carrots.
I did say carrot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he said them really fast. I didn't hear carrots. Well.
You know, I did say I said that was going to be the last one. We're going to do one more.
Okay.
Don't answer it because you already heard it, Anna.
Okay.
The southernmost state capital in the United States is Austin, Texas. Is that yes or BS? The no. southernmost state capital.
I would say BS.
That's a good idea, because we weren't talking about the contiguous. If we were going to talk about all 50 states, obviously Honolulu, Hawaii is the southernmost.
Oh,
you're correct.
Yeah.
All right, one more time. How do they get a hold of you if they want to help out? Especially we're talking about tomorrow. In the next few days, we're trying to get water and Gatorade for the people that need it, the people that are out in the heat. How do they do this?
Yeah, the best way is going to be Facebook. So you can we've got a post for the Randy Sam's Water mm-hmm. Drive. So they can comment on the post. They can send us a message. It goes to four or five of us, and somebody will get back mm-hmm. to you. If they want to donate water, they can drop them off at High Tech Signs or at Randy Sam's. That's fine. If they want to help with Stuff the Bus, mm-hmm. we're going to be at Texarkana Resources from 11 to 12 tomorrow. We look to have anybody that wants to help.
All right. So get involved with Greater Texarkana Young Professionals. Find out more about them on Facebook if you want to join. And it's a great opportunity. Thank you so much for coming in, Russell. And it's great to meet you, Brittany.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.